This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from West Bloomfield Healthcare and Rehabilitation Center. Patient first name is Abbas, A-B-B-A-S. Last name is Akbar, A-K-B-A-R. Date of birth is 1-1-1966. Date of evaluation is 6-29-2022. HPI history page. Complaint psychiatric evaluation. For management of dementia, history of depression, psychosis, and to assess efficacy of current medications. History of present illness. This is a 56 years old male who was born in Karachi, Pakistan. Patient is a very poor historian. He was admitted here on 6-17-2022. Patient acknowledged that he was told that he had a stroke, but he could not tell me how long ago he had a stroke period. His history is indicative of hemorrhagic stroke quite some time ago. Period exact dates are not known to me. Period. Patient is under care of a neurologist and he has a significant history of mood disturbance, behavioral problems. And probably has history of being delusional. He was admitted here on Sertraline. Quetiapine, Trazodone, Xanax, and Adderall XR, which were apparently prescribed by his neurologist. I attempted to call his wife, Nuzhat, N-U-Z-H-A-T, Akbar, and left a message for her to call me back. I spoke to his PCP, Dr. Mirza, M-I-R-Z-A, Beg, B-E-G. Acknowledged that he has a history of hemorrhagic stroke and he confirmed patient's current medications as prescribed and reported that it took a neurologist a while to stabilize his condition, and previously attempts were made to adjust his medication, which increased his behavioral problems. Period. Dr. Beg recommended not to change any psychotropic medications at this time. I also spoke to nursing staff and patients of physician here, Dr. Azhar, A-Z-H-A-R, who reports that every time they see him, patient is generally calm and not hostile or aggressive. The patient spoke to me in English as well as Urdu. He stated that he was born in Karachi, Pakistan, and he came to United States to do master's in mechanical engineering at Wayne State University. He claims that he has a wife and three children, and he worries about them. He could not tell me today's day, date, month. He thought it's a 2012. He thought George W. Bush is the president. He thought Benazir, B-A-N-A-Z-I-R, is the Prime Minister of Pakistan and Modi is Prime Minister of India. He could recall 0 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes. Next paragraph. Staff reports that patient has made delusional comments about somebody sexually assaulting him, but that is not any reality-based conversation. And no such incidents has happened or witnessed by staff. Next paragraph, review of systems, general law. Weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, non-reported, gastrointestinal, non-reported, genital, urinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal, significant weakness of extremities, skin, non-reported, neurologic, confusion, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, and denied prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, not known prior history of psychiatric hospitalization, not known prior history of suicide attempts, denied. Next paragraph. Under social history, medical record, lab diagnostic test, collateral form and chart, nursing, period, phone call with patient's PCP, Dr. Baig. And I also spoke to attending Dr. Azhar, A-Z-H-A-R. I left a message for patient's wife to call me. Next paragraph. Under history and habits, medical history, see medical history as reported in HPI, surgical history, see chart, family history not known, tobacco history denied, alcohol history denied, drug abuse history denied. Next paragraph. Current medications, MAR reviewed, sertraline 150 milligram. Once a day, trazodone 150 milligram HS, alprazolam 0.5 milligram TID, quetiapine 50 milligram TID, and Adderall XR 20 milligram once a day. Paragraph, blood pressure 127 or 83, pulse 81, respiration 17. Next paragraph, general. Appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, not tested, speech, disfluent, mood, dysphoric, effect, constricted, thought process, confused, associations, illogical, thought content, no suicidal, homicidal thoughts reported, level of consciousness, alert, oriented to self only, memory impaired for recent events, he could recall 0 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes, attention, concentration poor, frontal knowledge poor, judgment and insight poor, sleep and appetite, complain of sleep disturbance, my appetite fair. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Vascular dementia with behavioral disturbance F01.51. Number 2, mood disorder due to known physiological condition with mixed features F06.34. Plans continue, sertraline and Xanax as prescribed. Number 3, psychosis with delusion due to known physiological condition F06.2. Plans continue, quetiapine as prescribed. Number 4, attention deficit disorder in attentive type per chart F90.0. Let's continue Adderall XR as prescribed. Number 5, hemiplegia and hemiparesis following other non-traumatic intracranial hemorrhage, 169.25. Disposition, ongoing follow-up with attending physician and neurologist, period. No medication changes recommended as per my conversation with patients. PCP, Dr. Beg, B-E-G. Here, we'll continue to monitor any persistent mood changes, anxiety, delusional thinking, period. Staff needs to encourage participation in diversional activities if possible. Period. Long-term prognosis for improvement is guarded. Procedure code 99305 under supplemental administrative check, common side effects of antipsychotics. SSRI, benzodiazepines. Adderall. Risk-benefit statement, based on findings of my assessment above, study goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweigh the risk as reported above. End of dictation.